under a crescent moon, where the hardest words to say are the kindest ones, and a brother's heart can still find room to forgive. It's time for a story.
Baba, you're back.
Assalamu alaikum, Habibi. There's my boy.
Wa alaikum assalam, Baba.
How was your day? Did you have fun at school?
It was, I don't know.
You don't know? That doesn't sound like my Yusuf. Come, sit with me. Tell me what happened.
Baba, you know Ahmad from my class?
Your friend Ahmad? Of course.
He's not my friend anymore. He said mean things about me behind my back. He told the other kids I was weird and that nobody should play with me.
Oh, Habibi, that must have hurt.
It did, a lot. But today, he came up to me and said he was sorry. He said he wants to be friends again.
And what did you say?
I said no, he doesn't deserve it. He was so mean, Baba. Why should I forgive him?
You know, Yusuf, you're named after someone, aren't you?
A prophet, right?
That's right. Prophet Yusuf, alayhi salam. And what happened to Prophet Yusuf was so much worse than mean words. But what he did in the end, that's the part I want you to hear tonight.
What happened to him?
Well, let me tell you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Long, long ago in the land of Canaan, there lived a kind old man named Yaqub, alayhi salam, the prophet Jacob. He had 12 sons, but of all his children, he loved young Yusuf the most. Yusuf had a gentle heart, a beautiful face, and a light inside him that everybody could see. One morning, young Yusuf woke up with wide eyes and ran to his father. The Quran tells us he said, "Oh, my father, I saw 11 stars and the sun and the moon. I saw them bowing down to me." Yaqub's face lit up. He knew this dream was from Allah, a sign that his son would one day be very special. But he also knew something else. He knew Yusuf's brothers were already jealous, and the Quran records his warning. "O my son, do not relate your vision to your brothers, lest they plot and scheme against you. Satan is man's sworn enemy." Yusuf kept his dream a secret. But it did not matter. His brothers had already made up their minds. They were jealous, terribly jealous, that their father loved Yusuf more than them. They whispered among themselves. But one brother, the eldest, said. And so one terrible day, the brothers took Yusuf out to the desert. They told their father they only wanted to play with him and keep him safe. But once they were far from home, they grabbed young Yusuf, tore off his shirt, and threw him down into a deep, dark well. Yusuf called out to his brothers, but they turned their backs and walked away. Down in the cold darkness, alone and afraid, Yusuf clung to a stone ledge. But Allah did not leave him. Deep in that well, Allah sent comfort to young Yusuf's heart, a whisper of hope, telling him that one day he would see his brothers again and remind them of what they had done. Meanwhile, the brothers went home to their father, crying fake tears. They even brought his shirt, stained with the blood of a sheep, to make it look real. But Yaqub held the shirt in his hands and knew the truth. The Quran records his heartbroken response. "Your souls enticed you to do something. but patience is beautiful. And Allah is my help against what you describe.
Can you imagine, Yusuf? His own brothers did that to him.
That's horrible. He must have been so scared.
He was. He was just a young boy, all alone in the dark. But the story doesn't end there. Something even harder was coming.
A caravan came to the well and lowered a bucket for water. But instead of water, up came a boy, clinging to the rope, shivering and tired, but alive. The men were amazed, but they did not set Yusuf free. Instead, they took him to Egypt and sold him as a slave for just a few silver coins. A powerful man in Egypt, the chief minister, bought young Yusuf and brought him to his grand house. Yusuf worked hard. He was honest and kind. And Allah blessed him with wisdom and knowledge. The Quran tells us, "When he reached his maturity, we gave him wisdom and knowledge. We thus reward the righteous." But Yusuf's trials were not over. Through no fault of his own, he was thrown into prison, locked away for years. And still, Yusuf never lost faith. He never stopped trusting Allah. He was patient and he was good, even when the world was not good to him. And then, after many long years, Allah raised Yusuf up. Through his gift of interpreting dreams, he helped the king of Egypt, and the king made him the most powerful man in the land, in charge of all the food and grain in the kingdom. The boy from the well was now a ruler, thrown away by his brothers, sold as a slave, locked in a prison, and now, by Allah's grace, he stood in a palace. Years passed. A great famine spread across the land. No rain, no crops, nothing to eat. The famine reached all the way to Canaan, where Yusuf's father, Yaqub, and his brothers still lived. They heard that Egypt had grain, so the brothers traveled to Egypt to buy food. And when they arrived, they were brought before the ruler of the land, the man in charge of all the grain. They bowed before him. They did not recognize him. How could they? The last time they had seen him, he was a frightened boy at the bottom of a well. But Yusuf recognized them instantly, every single face. These were the brothers who had thrown him away, who had lied to their father, who had sold him into slavery. And now they were bowing before him, begging for food. Yusuf could have punished them. He had the power. He could have thrown them in prison, turned them away hungry, or worse. But Yusuf was not that kind of man. After testing their hearts, to see if they had changed, to see if they felt sorry for what they had done, Yusuf finally spoke to them. The Quran records his words. "Do you realize what you did with Yusuf and his brother in your ignorance?" The brothers looked up, trembling. Their eyes went wide. And the Quran tells us Yusuf answered with calm dignity, "I am Yusuf, and this is my brother. Allah has been gracious to us. He who practices piety and patience, Allah never fails to reward the righteous." The brothers fell to their knees. Tears streamed down their faces. They could not believe it. The brother they had thrown away, the boy they had sold for a handful of coins, was standing before them, powerful and noble. And here is the moment, the most beautiful moment in the whole story. Yusuf looked at his brothers. He looked at the men who had caused him years of suffering. The well, the chains, the prison, the loneliness. And the Quran tells us his words, "There is no blame upon you today. Allah will forgive you. He is the most merciful of the merciful." He forgave them. all of them, after everything they had done, no punishment, no revenge, no anger, just mercy, just forgiveness, just like the mercy of Allah Himself. And then Yusuf sent for his father. He gave his brothers his own shirt and told them to lay it upon their father's face. And when they did, the old man Yaqub, who had wept so many years that he lost his sight, could see again. The whole family came together in Egypt, father, mother, all the brothers, and they were reunited at last. The dream from so long ago had come true. And the Quran records that Yusuf, with tears in his eyes, looked up to the sky and prayed, "My Lord, You have given me some authority and taught me some interpretation of events. Initiator of the heavens and the earth, You are my protector in this life and in the hereafter."
Baba, his brothers did all of that to him, and he still forgave them?
He did. Every single one of them.
But wasn't he angry?
Maybe he was once. He's human, Habibi. But he chose something stronger than anger. He chose mercy. He chose to let it go, for the sake of Allah. And you know what? That didn't make him weak. It made him the strongest person in the room. Now, think about Ahmad, what he did. Saying mean things behind your back. That really hurt, and I understand. But Yusuf, Prophet Yusuf's brothers threw him in a well. They sold him. He spent years in prison because of them. And he still said, "There is no blame upon you today. Allah will forgive you."
That's way worse than what Ahmad did.
Way worse. And if Prophet Yusuf, alayhi salam, could forgive that, do you think maybe, just maybe, you can give Ahmad another chance?
Yeah, I think I can. He did say sorry.
Alhamdulillah. And that, Habibi, is what makes you strong. Not holding on to anger, letting it go, the way Prophet Yusuf did. That takes real courage.
Baba?
Yes, Habibi?
I'm going to talk to Ahmad tomorrow. I'll tell him it's okay.
Masha Allah. That's my boy. Prophet Yusuf would be proud of you.
Baba, can you tell me another story tomorrow?
Insha'Allah. Every night, Habibi. Every night. Bismillah. Sleep well, my forgiving boy.
And so ends tonight's story from Under a Crescent Moon. Remember, forgiving someone does not mean what they did was okay. It means you are strong enough to let go of the hurt, and that is one of the most beautiful things a person can do. New stories are available every Friday. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The story of Prophet Yusuf and his brothers is told in the Holy Quran. In Surah Yusuf, the 12th chapter, which tells his story from beginning to end. It is one of the most beautiful and complete stories in all of the Quran. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam called Yusuf the most honorable of people, a prophet, the son of a prophet, the son of a prophet, the grandson of the friend of Allah. Translations of Quranic verses used in this episode graciously provided by Clear Quran, with permission from Talal-e-Thani.